Chapter 3. The Screws Man. Robert Ager, a known screws man or specialist in keys and safe-breaking, testified in court that when he met Edward Pierce in late May 1854, he had not seen him for 2 years previously. Ager was 26 years old and in fair health except for a bad cough, the legacy of his years as a child working for a match manufacturer in Wharf Road, Bethnal Green. The premises of the firm were poorly ventilated, and the white vapour of phosphorus filled the air at all times. Phosphorus was known to be poisonous, but there were plenty of people eager to work at any job, even one that might cause a person's lungs to decay or his jaw to rot off, sometimes in a matter of months. Ager was a matchstick dipper. He had nimble fingers, and he eventually took up his trade as a screwsman, where he was immediately successful. He worked as a screwsman for 6 years and was never apprehended. Ager had never had any direct dealings with Pierce in the past, but he knew of him as a master cracksman who worked other towns, thus accounting for his long absences from London. Ager had also heard that Pierce had the money to put up a lay from time to time. Ager testified that their first meeting occurred at the Bull and Bear public house, located at the periphery of the notorious criminal slum of Seven Dials. This well-known flash house was, in the words of one observer, a gathering place for all manner of females dressed to represent ladies, as well as members of the criminal class who could be seen at every turning. Given the infamous nature of the place, it was almost certain that a plainclothes constable from the Metropolitan Police was lurking somewhere on the premises. But the Bull and Bear was frequented by gentlemen of quality with a taste for low life, and the conversation of two fashionably dressed young bloods lounging at the bar while they surveyed the women in the room attracted no particular attention. The meeting was unplanned, Ager said, but he was not surprised when Pierce arrived. Ager had heard some talk about Pierce lately, and it sounded as though he might be putting up. Ager recalled that the conversation began without greetings or preliminaries. Ager said, "I heard that Springhill Jack's left Westminster."
"I heard that," Pierce agreed,
rapping with his silver-headed cane to draw the attention of the barman. Pierce ordered 2 glasses of the best whisky, which Ager took as proof that this was to be a business discussion.
"I heard," Ager said, "that Jack was going on South Swing to dip the holiday crowd."
In those days, London pickpockets left in late spring, travelling north or south to other cities. A pickpocket's stock in trade was anonymity, and one could not dip a particular locale for long without being spotted by the crusher on the beat.